Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 290 of the Justice Geeks podcast, sort of. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks, and most importantly, be a Jughead. Go find our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated, and see what's going on with us there. So this week's episode, we're going to give you that long-lost episode, the real episode 288 of the podcast, Brandon's first appearance, really, on the podcast. As episode 290 this week, we'll be back with brand new content for you next week. So here's Brandon's introduction to the show, and we talk about some Infinity War, where he tells you all about his theory that the old Spider-Man will die and all that kind of good stuff. So make sure you give that a listen, and let us know that you listened by letting us know over in Jugheads Incorporated. But we'll be back next week with some brand new content for you guys and gals over there at thejusticegeeks.com. Thanks for following along with us and picking us back up. We really do appreciate it. We know you didn't have to do that. But we'll see you for a brand new episode next week. Okay, thanks. Bye. What's up, guys? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you have stumbled upon episode 288 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Thanks for hanging out. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. And most importantly, our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Go and be a part of that and do the thing there. That's a thing that you should do. Joining me for episode 288 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one James Stratton.
Hey.
And we are very, very pleased to introduce to you a new member of the Just Us Geeks podcast this evening.
Yay.
On our little trek. New Logan!
Arr!
It's new Logan, everybody. It's not like that really horrible Coke thing that they did.
Yeah. Where, like, new is always better, except new Coke.
Yeah, new Coke is always the exception to the rule of things that you should never try to put a new. And just so you know, classic Logan will never, ever be a thing. Ever. So we got new Logan. It's his first episode. He'll tell you a little bit about himself here in a moment. So we're going to get some dogs doing a little weenie run.
Well, it's just three bros driving to go get some weenies.
Three bros driving to some weenies. Yeah. It's the best thing that you could possibly do. Speaking of which, you should go back and listen to our weenie run episode, first one we did a long time ago, it seems like.
Yeah, it was
right before it was the 30th of November, because it turned to December 1st while you were in the middle of the weenie run.
Oh, see, this is what we have to work with, folks. See, new Logan already got the full podcast.
How did you know that?
History
downloaded
into his brain.
Oh, that is so weird that you knew that. I'm terrified of new Logan.
I even forgot that we did an episode called Weenie Run, actually. I just assumed.
I didn't, because I got that.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Brats.
Hot dogs are good.
And you had three.
This Logan can actually eat me.
It's such an improvement already.
So new Logan's going to actually get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because why not? Because that's what you should do. All right,
have a
so.
Free dog coming today.
So new Logan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, don't tell us all the gritty details, but, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself so that the listeners can develop a relationship with you.
Well, I am a Capricorn. I enjoy long walks on the beach. I like to get caught in the rain, and I used to like pina coladas, but I'm sober now, so I can't do that anymore.
Rats.
Yes. I have been a stand-up comedian for almost 4 years.
That's not a joke, folks.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. That's real, and it's, I mean, if you find him funny, then, you know, yay.
Yeah.
If not, you didn't pay for it anyway.
Yeah,
huh?
It's free. Like most of my shows.
All right, continue. Sorry.
Yeah, I usually get paid in free beer, so I'll know what we get paid in now. Anyway.
Congratulations. Pats on the back.
You're a winner.
Contact, I'll take.
I mean, it's not like you're going to win, like, a bar-level apartment or anything.
No, no. It's not, point that?
I don't know. That makes any sense. Anyway, continue.
I've done some show. I've done one show with these guys. I was in Spamalot.
You were in Spamalot with us.
He was,
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight.
Who always prevails.
Always.
He scared the poop right out of me. It was great. You were more things than just the Black Knight.
Oh, yeah. I was Lord Bors.
Sir Bors. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You sacrificed yourself for us.
Yeah, so you were also a French taunter, weren't you?
I was a French taunter. I was the only one that had any speaking lines.
You used to give me some really bad glaring looks as I would run by and try not to die because I had my tap shoes on.
And
I rounded the corner every night.
Rude gestures at us.
Oh, he's making rude gestures, sir. Yeah, that's correct. He was making the rudest of all gestures.
Was I?
Yes, you were doing the...
I did that every once in a while.
He was making the poles and holes.
Yes, he was. That one.
Just so you know what
that way you can play along with us at home.
Yeah, poles, holes, put them together.
Yeah.
I did that to make Leah uncomfortable.
He is new Logan.
Ah.
He was the opposite of that Logan. Spamalot. That was a good one. We had a fun time. You got your arms and legs cut off. The magic of theater. And you were eaten by a really vicious rabbit that would just randomly fly all over the place.
It's just everywhere.
That thing never went to the same place twice.
No.
Totally fine.
I
did
half the time.
Well, you know. You just fell down on that drawbridge and let that thing eat your face every time. It's the greatest. So you do some comedy, done a little bit of theater.
I was in an improv group in college. We only did 3 shows, but I tried to get an improv group started at the CTA. They actually had me come in a couple times and teach a class. Mm-hmm. That's how I met Logan. He came to my class a couple times. It was fun.
He didn't learn anything from it.
Yeah. I've never taken a single lesson.
I only had like 4 students ever.
Like, period. I've never had a single lesson in anything.
No, James can't read.
I can't even read.
Don't ever send him a text message because he'll just send back boxes and hearts and stuff, and he's just pushing buttons.
I'll just send you an eggplant, and you'll get my.
She'll know what's up.
Yeah. New Logan, everybody. New Logan. It's good already. Let's see what else. So, what are you into? Like, what kind of geeky pop culture things are you into?
Well, Doctor Who is my biggest thing.
Why don't you just go ahead and jump out of the vehicle?
All right, I will. And I'll regenerate as no new Logan.
New Logan.
Bestest Logan.
Bestest Logan.
When we kill this one off, that's who we'll replace him with.
I love superheroes. I watch all the superhero shows.
Do you watch the WB stuff?
I do.
I'm behind on this season of everything, but other than that, I'm kind of to date.
Okay.
You got a problem with the WB show?
No, it's not for everybody, and I'm just curious.
It has been the WB for a long time.
Oh, it's the CW. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
We're old. Old! That's back when the buffet came on.
Why did I call it the WB?
I don't know.
Holy crap!
What was the name of the frog?
I don't know, but I can seem to do it.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Also, you do have to sing occasionally on the show. It's fine. Who's your favorite superhero? Or is that a loaded question?
Blue Beetle. Booster Gold.
I guess either the Flash or Captain America.
Why?
Because one's fast and one's super strong.
The Flash is the only hero I could reasonably be. Like, I do jog, so that's something I could do.
Well, that's not really a flash. That's like...
I'm really fast, though. You know, I'm really
you
fast.
Said jog, though. Like,
yeah, he doesn't jog.
I sprint at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you'd be the sprinter.
Yeah, I'm the sprinter. Yeah. The occasional sprinter at the end.
The occasional sprinter at the end.
At the end. And Captain America, because I look like he did before the Manhattan Project.
You do.
Wait.
Like skinny Steve Rogers never giving up in the...
Wait
yeah.
a second. You called it the Manhattan Project?
Yeah, I messed that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the nuclear, like, bomb?
Yeah,
what?
I just wrote the project is.
It must be a thing with Logans that they get their facts wrong about everything, I guess. I don't know.
But I'm so sure of it when I say it.
He's a comedian, not me, folks. Thank you very much.
No, but this is true. I was jogging at the city park one morning. I was wearing my Captain America shirt, and I was finishing up my run, and an old couple came up next to me, because that's when the old people, run. Or run, walk. And this couple stopped me, and the woman said, "I like your shirt." I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am." And her husband goes, "You look like Captain America before the Super Soldier Serum."
She's like, "Wow, thanks, dick."
Yeah,
like, you know who that guy was? Stan Lee, everybody.
Thank you, true believer.
Excelsior!
Spider friend. Wow, dead air. Awesome.
Dead air, yeah. Oh.
So,
no, you're a true believer.
Well, you're not a fat guy. It's already awkward. The last little guy we had on the show, he died and went to heck, so... Anyway,
had to send a corn dog to get him.
That's the noise.
None of us wanted to go.
No, yeah. I guess it's where he is now.
It's like, corn dog, go get this guy.
Okay. It's great. Which one are you? Are you more Marvel or more DC?
I used to be a diehard DC fan, but they haven't made a good movie since...
Ever?
2008.
Ah, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
That's very true.
But so yeah, I'm Team Marvel now. They haven't made a bad movie since Winter Soldier.
But you didn't like Winter Soldier?
No, that was the first one of the everyone being great.
Oh, okay.
I think Thor 2 was the last bad one, I think, in my opinion. Most opinions I've seen.
I'm okay with it.
I like the Thors.
It's not bad. It's just, I was really excited when Doctor Who Christopher Eccleston was cast as whatever that guy's name was, and no one can really remember.
That elf that had very little impact, like, and was a waste of Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah.
And nobody cares about him.
I do. He was great on the
Leftovers.
The Leftovers. I wanted to say The Left Behinders for some reason.
The Left Behinders.
Hey, Spider-Man, turn the dark off.
He was great as the Invisible Man in Heroes for all of 3 episodes.
Yep, then that writer's strike happened. So you're more Marvel. What do you think about DC's animated films, though?
I like them. I really do enjoy them. I think Under the Red Hood is one of my favorite cartoon movies of all time. I think the last one I watched was the Flashpoint Paradox.
Behind.
Oh, wow.
I am behind. I'm kind of waiting for them to get done with their new 52 Justice League movies so I can watch it all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Because I read a good bit of the New 52, and some of the stuff they're doing in the cartoons I like.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Oh, so Batman Ninja coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
JT's cousin is Batman in that movie.
What?
For the American dub. You know, JT's cousin is the voiceover guy. He's been Captain America in the Justice League cartoon.
No. I didn't know that.
He's, what's his name? Not Justice League, but the Avengers cartoon. My bad. Shut up.
That sounds like something DC would also screw up. They're like, we're putting Captain America in this, and you can just get over it. we know what it takes to do good movies.
I'm looking up his name, because you'll know him.
Anyway, yeah, I'm super stoked about that. What is that one called? I can't remember the name of it.
But his name is Roger Craig Smith.
Okay.
That is JT's cousin, and he's been, Ezio or whatever?
He was Ezio?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And really?
He's been Batman in, before he was Batman in Arkham Origins. Anyway, this is JT's cousin, and JT has said that we can, try to get in touch with everybody.
We need to be talking to him.
Yeah, that's what he said. We're going to get him on the show.
Okay, so Arkham Origins Batman. That was a pretty good Batman, yeah. Actually.
Eh.
The Great Joker.
Arkham Origins, that was the third one. That was my least favorite.
Yeah, because it was just like a reskin to Arkham City.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know.
With crappier graphics.
Hey, he was a better Batman than Sean Schimmel. God, I hate that guy.
Ah!
2 months later.
Ah!
No, but for real, Sean Schimmel, I hate that guy.
Yeah. Worse than Clooney?
Yeah, because he's Sean Schimmel. You ever met Goku?
No.
He's a jerk, yeah. Anyway, so let's see. How do you feel about Dietrich Bader as Batman?
I'm fine. Sorry, I'm yawning. I've had a long day. He's Brave and the Bold.
Oh, Brave and the Bold. I didn't watch a lot of it, but from what I've, like, the little bit I've seen, he wasn't that bad.
He's got an awesome voice, just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the guy from Office Space. Hey, Peter, man.
Hey, Peter, man. I love Dietrich Bader. He's a great character actor, and he does have a great voice. I mean, Conroy, he's Batman.
Conroy's always going to be Batman.
Always. It doesn't matter. It's like, you know, Frank Welker is always going to be...
Peter Rabbit?
No.
It's always Prime.
Peter Rabbit. Good God almighty.
Is that James Corden now?
I don't know.
Yeah. Conroy's good. Do you read comics?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to get through all of the Ultimate Marvel series. I've gotten really far into it before, but I found a list of the order to read it in, so I started over. Right now, I'm in the third volume of Ultimate X-Men, which I really enjoy.
Ooh.
My favorite comic of all time would be Kevin Smith's Daredevil Guardian Devil.
Oh, that's a good run.
It's one of my favorites of all. The ending was really good.
That's because Kevin Smith's a freaking genius.
He is. Other than that, would probably be Old Man Logan, the comic. The original, before they have the ongoing run now. The ongoing run is really good. It's just not as good as that first appearance.
And the death.
Yeah.
What did you think about the Logan movie?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay, good.
I loved it. I almost took a date to it, but I realized it would probably be bad to just sob through the whole first date.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Hey, new Logan's got dates.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't have to do a how to date new Logan?
No.
If this next one doesn't work out, I mean, I wouldn't mind an episode. No.
Okay,
oh
so...
Oh, my God, yeah, let's bring that back for one episode.
Just in case you have no idea what we're talking about, how to date Logan Barnes, go listen to that. Google how to date Logan Barnes, where we gave old Logan dating advice. He hates this. I know he hates
five
this.
Did we do five, or was it four? I can't remember. I can't look it up.
Anyway, it's fine.
He never used it.
He wouldn't listen to us. That's the thing. So, how to date Logan Barnes. We had somebody, like, know who he was from a con we went to because of how to date Logan Barnes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was really embarrassed. Let's see. Oh, video games? You play video games?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Right now, I'm playing through the Wolfenstein 2 DLC, where you play other people and just kill Nazis.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I play For Honor is really the only online game I'm playing right now.
Did we only do two episodes?
No, we did more than that.
Did we ever put them out?
Yeah, they're on Stitcher.
I'm a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow comes out the A Way Out, which is a co-op prison break game.
Ooh.
It looks really good.
This is showing we did episode 0, episodes 1, and episodes 2 on Audio Boom.
Oh.
That's what we did. No, we did it. It was exclusive.
Audio Boom exclusive.
It was Audio Boom exclusive.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, so apparently we only did 3 episodes. So we could do episode 4 or episode 3, whatever. How to Date New Logan.
How to Date New Logan.
That would be great. Let's see. So you play video games. I'm trying to think of, like...
Movies. What? Do you like them?
Yes.
No, I don't like them. No, I love movies.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about the 50 Shades franchise?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to watch them for free, and I want them to come to me. I don't want to go out looking for it. I just want to, like, be on the couch, and there
you
just
doing it wrong.
Yeah,
It just happened. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
It moved.
But there was a girl with really long leg hair, and she got naked. I don't know what happened.
Kinda.
That's been my philosophy on how, if I ever see the last Fantastic Four, is it just has to happen around.
Oh, Fan-Four-Stick?
Yeah, Fan-Four-Stick. And it just, if it happens organically for free, and like if someone could deliver me a drink while I watch it, then I'll watch it.
Because I don't know that you could get up. I think it's like, well, I'm here, and this is a thing.
I willingly watched it once.
And how did you like it?
Oh, I didn't.
He finished it, though.
I did.
Like a man.
It's like
better man than
anything a man does, he just does it.
I'm just going to finish this.
Just going to do it. But, like, I hate watched it.
But I love
why didn't we get a game? That's
my
weird.
My favorite movie would be The Prestige by Christopher Nolan.
Oh, man, that's such a good movie.
I have that in the 4K Nolan collection.
Oh, my God.
That is such a good movie.
Hey, hold up real quick. How do you feel about 4K?
I don't have a 4K TV, so I can't really experience
it. Yeah, but have you, like, gone to Best Buy or, like, Walmart or something and seen a 4K set?
I've glanced at it, but no. It's like the sun. I don't want to look at it too long, because my eyes are going to burn out, because I'm going to want to steal it.
Oh, okay, so you appreciate 4K.
So you appreciate 4K.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
basically, you acknowledge that 4K is a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah.
New Logan accepts 4K for what it is.
So we accept him.
Yeah. And you don't have to have bionic eyes to see it.
No, just your normal, regular eyes will work, because they appreciate 4K, and that's also real. Let's see, what else?
I have a really big 4K TV in my bedroom.
Oh,
and I have the Christopher Nolan collection in 4K. And The Prestige is a part of that.
God, The Prestige is so good, man.
I'm reading the book right now.
Wait, it was a book?
Yes, I didn't know that. But yeah, there's a book. It's a different. In the book, it's mostly about their grandkids in the present. All right, get a hold of their diaries and they're reading them.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Well, if you hadn't seen it by now, it's on you, man. There's a time limit. Yeah. Come on.
It's been, what, 13, 14 years now?
Yeah, but
what was the Ed Norton? What was the Ed Norton?
The Illusionist. Illusionist.
All right.
I've never seen that one.
Well, it's fine, because The Prestige is far superior.
Well, and it depends. If you saw The Illusionist first, you feel that that one's better.
That's very true.
Because, like, my buddy Zach, he thinks that Illusionist is far better. But I said, which one did you watch first? He goes, oh, well, Illusionist. I was like, well, that's one. I saw Prestige first. I think
because The Prestige came out first.
Dude.
Really?
Really, really.
They were like a month away
from each other. It was another one of those things like Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Right. Armageddon out of here.
Or Ants and A Bug's Life. Like, people go and they shop a script around.
Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down.
Yeah. Well, what happens is somebody will shop a script around, a studio will say, nah, we don't want it. And then when the guy leaves, they get their writer room to go in. It's like, oh, this is a great idea. Let's do this movie.
Right, right.
And they write their own version cheaper. And so that's what happens.
Huh.
Well, so that's why we got Illusionist and The Prestige.
Well, I'm going to say that The Illusionist was the ripoff.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I prefer The Prestige. A, cooler name.
Yeah.
Right? Cooler name. B, Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. And Christian Bale in dual roles.
Scarlett Johansson.
And, oh, ScarJo is in that, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just such a freaking good movie, man.
And you have to watch it twice. The moment it's over, you want to rewatch it immediately, because now you understand it.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, here's a weird thing. And that may be like one of the only movies I feel that way about. So, The Prestige, there's a big, you know, the big huge twist. So then you want to go back and you want to rewatch it and see all the things that you missed. Book of Eli. Spoiler alert, when you find out that he's blind, it's like, huh, he was blind the whole time. Never rewatched it.
Oh, really? Rewatched it a few times, actually. Actually, Becca, I came home one night last week, maybe it was Monday? After the board meeting on Monday, and she was watching Book of Eli, and I was like, God, I love this movie. He's so blind right now.
I tell you about it. I may have rewatched it once, but like I've never watched it again, and I've never had a desire to watch it. And I may have like realized it was on, but not watched it. Anytime I realize The Prestige is on, I'm gonna watch it.
Well,
and the whole time, are you thinking, oh man, Nikola Tesla, that's David Bowie the whole time?
Yes. Bowie.
When we were watching Book of Eli this past week, though, Mila Kunis did like a Meg yell. Like, I was sitting there watching
and, like,
and she was like, hey, and I was like, oh my God, it's Meg.
Get out of here, Meg.
Like, she just like slipped into Meg for like a half a second.
It's because Mila Kunis really is Meg.
I know.
You guys commercial for her new movie they announced, I think, yesterday?
No.
It's called The Spy Who Dumped Me. And her and Kate McKenna. I'll only see it for Kate McKenna, but they just run around doing spy stuff.
How did you feel about the new Ghostbusters?
I never saw it.
Okay.
Now, is that because you hate women?
No, that's because, no, it hasn't just happened around me organically yet.
Ah, the free thing. Yeah. Gotcha. Huh.
Well, we'll tell you. It's bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
not
really,
funny
wasn't
at
really,
all.
Wasn't really great. James just did not care for it whatsoever.
I didn't care for it after the first trailer.
Yeah, no.
When they announced it, I went on a big rant on Facebook where I said, since Hollywood's given up, here's my ideas how I'm going to make money. This is what we're going to do. First, we're going to remake Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with a NASCAR and one of the Hemsworth brothers. That will make a lot of money.
Oh,
the third one that no one knows.
Yeah. Second.
Other Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Other Hemsworth. Then we're going to remake Gone with the Wind. We're going to make it three-hour movies.
Oh, nice. A trilogy.
Yeah, with Johnny Depp in his Mordecai mustache. I forget who I cast as the woman.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is the
kill in the bottom Carter.
Yeah. But I said, you know what? The Civil War, that is an outdated reference. So we're going to make the new movie about the Ferguson, Missouri riots, because that's what was going on during this post. And then the third one was we're going to remake It's a Wonderful Life with James Franco and Jonah Hill as the angel. In the ending of the movie, it's all going to be drug-related. And at the end...
At the end of Sausage Party where it just takes a big old left turn?
Yeah. Food orgy!
It was like, what is happening here?
I was warned about that, and I still wasn't properly warned about that.
No,
yeah, you're never properly warned for a food orgy.
No, you just like you just have to lay back and take it.
you were food raped.
Yeah. The whole time I was wondering. I wonder how much Ed Norton got paid to do this.
A lot, a whole
probably
lot.
Not. Probably not.
Nah, you're right. He probably didn't. He's probably like, eh.
Nah, whatever.
Beats another Wes Anderson. I love Wes Anderson. So
you know we're not getting that the new one.
What a surprise! Did you guys get Moonrise Kingdom?
I was living in Oxford that came out. Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Love it. Love Wes Anderson, actually. What else do we need to ask him about?
I do hate having to travel because we don't get movies.
Well, that's a thing.
I get paid to travel.
Man.
Yeah, lucky.
Let's see.
Yeah, I went to Oxford just to see Sweeney Todd.
I went to Memphis.
We had Sweeney Todd here.
No, we didn't.
I watched it in the theater.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you did.
Yes, I did.
Not up here. You were down in Jackson.
Was it at that same time?
It came out in 08, 09.
No, I think it might have been 7 because I saw a double feature. It was a Sweeney Todd and then I Am Legend.
You saw it in the drive-in or something stupid.
Then, yeah, it was in 07.
I'm asking Emily.
Because I went to Memphis to see it. I saw it at Cordova.
We may have seen it in Memphis. I know we saw it in the theater because I was so stoked about it.
Is this guy fixing to run that light?
I thought he was.
It really looked like it. Oh, man, the choo-choo just came.
Good. That means we can get on to some hot dogs. Let's see. What else?
I like TV shows.
Oh, God. No! It's coming back!
No! That guy did it right, though. Look at this idiot.
I don't see a train, though.
I don't know, but look at that dude just riding his bike.
I think they're malfunctioning. Yeah, they're malfunctioning.
It's like it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. You gotta know.
I'm going. I'm living it. Getting out of there.
They're going down again. Mm-hmm. They're malfunctioning. Wow. So that's really cool. I've never seen that happen before.
For the podcast listeners, I reached back and grabbed the hat at the last possible.
Yeah, the car was wearing a hat and he got it.
It's now we're doing a Herbie the Love Bug remake. That's what we're doing. I can't believe they hadn't remade
it. The original smart car. They did, back in like 04.
With Lindsay Lohan.
God. I found the other day that Tom Lennon wrote that script. From Reno 911.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Reno 911, we interviewed Carlos Alazraki once.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I about died.
That's where we found out like a year before they announced it that they were doing the Rocco's Modern Life movie.
Oh,
Yeah, like he had apparently just found out that day. He was like, I'm going to tell you guys something. Because I like gave him this hug and almost cried on him because I was like, I love you, man.
Has that happened yet?
No. They're still working on it.
Still working on it.
But like it's close to being done.
He also told us they were working on a Reno 911 movie sequel.
Oh, that'd be great. So the reason I ask is I knew the Hey Arnold movie was coming out, and I've been waiting for it, and then I just saw it at Walmart the other day. So I missed it.
Yeah, dude, that came on TV like a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed it. I remember watching the commercials leading up to it, but I never heard of it when it came out.
I'm not so sure that it was great. I don't know. I need to do my research on that. What's your favorite Nicktoon?
Angry Beavers.
If you say Cat Dog, I'll kick you out of this car.
I would have said Cat Dog before I rewatched it a couple years ago.
Trash.
It is trash. I hate to say that.
Just trash.
I guess.
If you don't go with Doug or Rugrats, there you go.
Rugrats, yeah.
I don't know. I got a little Powdered Toast Man the other day.
I know.
It was great.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Powdered Toast Man. One of the kids was like, who is that guy, and why is his butt really accentuated? I was like,
did it have a yak?
No, but there was a log.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a blind bag thing. So, like, it was just random luck of the draw, and I got Powdered Toast Man and Ren. And then that was the Ren and Stimpy series. I was hoping that I would get a log. The other series was Hey Arnold, and I got two Harolds. I was like, son of a gun. Can you give me at least Stoop Kid or something?
All right, here comes the sign.
Okay, sign time.
Sign time.
Let's read it.
What did it say tonight?
Lawn Man Bout It, 24/7, 365. We'll have to get it on the flippity when we come back. Lawn Man Bout It.
He lawn man. He bowed it. 24/7. Oh, man, there's those nasty-looking wraps again. Ugh.
So is that sign, like, the owner of that store, is he the Tommy Wiseau of...
Of lawns, I guess.
Of signs.
Of cutting grass. Speaking of which, have you guys seen the Tommy Wiseau Joker audition videos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is insane, man.
I want him to be Joker.
He's better than Jared Leto.
Well, I'm better than Jared Leto. Oh, yeah. Jared Leto wouldn't even watch it because it was such garbage.
I was going to say, I took a slam in a turlet. That was better than Jared Leto's Joker.
The one time I was watching that movie, I kept going, is he doing a Jim Carrey The Mask impression?
He's doing Jim Carrey auditioning as Jim Carrey for The Grinch as the Joker.
Have you guys seen the Jim Carrey Man on the Moon documentary?
Yep, no. Jim and Andy. Oh, man, so good.
I want to watch it. I just hadn't had time. I spent all day last Sunday. I binged Netflix. I finally watched Series of Unfortunate Events.
Well, good. It's in time for the second season.
It's
coming out March 30th.
I've got to finish The Miserable Meal before that. That's the one I hadn't watched yet.
The last one?
Yeah.
You got to, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the series up to The Wide Window, and really my only problem was...
part two?
if the third one. If the third one. But my only problem was the window wasn't very wide. It was just like an adequate, normal window. Like, why would you name the episode after this?
He is Logan.
He's new Logan.
It's the same. New Logan, same as the old Logan.
Meet twice the new boss. The old Logan. Wait, twice the calories?
Actually, half the calories.
So say, you skinny little bitch.
If that's we need to go to the ER at the North Alabama Medical...
There's a 44-minute wait.
Well, I hope your arm's not falling off.
Oh, my God.
That's not why you do those signs. Counterintuitive.
Yeah,
there.
You do those signs because you're like, look at how quick we can get you in. Nah, screw you, you're gonna die.
Yeah, you got a better chance at that McDonald's drive-thru than you do at that ER. So, we're about to go get dogs. When we come back from getting dogs, we're gonna talk about the Infinity War trailer.
Or the Deadpool trailer.
And the Deadpool trailer.
Yeah,
I watched
that today.
So, we will do those things when we come back from the dogs. See you on the flippity. Bye. trip, so we got some dogs. We were doing some driving.
I got pizza.
Actually, James got pizza, and it was really good.
Yeah, I got the barbecue chicken pizza, and gave these guys a slice each. So what'd you guys think? Because I thought it was
I might get pizza
delicious.
Next time.
Yeah, really good.
Like, the Dirty Dog is my favorite dog, but yeah, that pizza, just the best. I may get a pizza next time.
It was so good.
It may be sacrilege that I get one.
We go on a hot dog run and no one gets hot dogs.
I think you just have to buy one. You just throw it away if you don't eat it, but you have to get a hot dog. Although it is the hot dog place.
I mean, so. You could get a hot dog and then a 9-inch pizza.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I might do that.
So I always get the pizza dog, so I'm kind of doing the best of both worlds.
I don't know. That barbecue chicken pizza was the jam. If you could only taste it. You can't because it's gone.
Yeah. And just the right amount of spice.
Oh, man. It was pretty spicy. Oh, it's so good. So good. So good.
So good.
All right. So we were talking a little bit about movies right before we hit the record button again on this. So let's talk about the Deadpool trailer first, and then we'll go talk about Infinity Wars to wrap it up. So the new Deadpool trailer came out. James, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was hilarious. I can't wait to watch it.
New Logan, how do you feel about Deadpool?
Yeah, I love Deadpool.
Because other Logan hated it.
Yeah, I've heard that many times from old Logan.
All right, so new Logan, where would you rank Deadpool in your non-MCU Marvel movies?
Okay, in the non-Marvel, I'd put it maybe third behind Logan and X2.
Nice order.
Thank you.
Josh is a little perplexed.
I would do First Class.
Really?
Then, I really did like Logan, although I know that I shouldn't.
Why shouldn't you?
I don't know, just because, I don't know. I really did like Logan. I may actually have to put that one first. So yeah, let's do Logan, First Class, and then Deadpool. I don't know, man. Deadpool was so good, it might just be second.
That's like one of Becca's go-to movies.
Deadpool?
She loves Deadpool.
It's hilarious.
Like, that's another movie we watched just this last week.
Like, you know what you're getting with Deadpool, right? Like, it's, you're not going to just accidentally go see a Deadpool movie and be like, oh, I didn't know that's what it was. No way. No way.
Well, I don't know what that first one, in L.A., they had those billboards that made it look like it was a romantic comedy.
But that's hilarious. Like, that's a very Deadpool thing to do. And if you just showed up to Deadpool thinking it was a rom-com on a date, that's on you, man. Like, totally on you.
Well, and now, like, when you watch TV and stuff, like, it could be one of two things. Because, you know, there is a Clint Eastwood movie called Deadpool.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's one of the Dirty...
Second or third.
It's the last Dirty Harry movie.
Yeah.
It's called Deadpool.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm gonna sneeze.
Just so tight.
It was like this trailer today, it says from the studios that brought you 27 dresses.
Yeah.
And the last
bridesmaid. Yeah, yeah.
Was it
like some bridesmaid?
Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada, that's it, yeah. I saw that, I was like, oh, genius. And then that at the very end, they're like, they're talking about how they should never do a third because it's all, the second's the best. They're like, no, they'll never do a third.
I'm telling you, the first one was so good that I was like, wait, it's over? I could watch another hour of this.
Well, yeah, it was short. It was only like an hour and 40 minutes.
Right, it was a very short movie.
For a comic book movie.
For a comic book movie, right.
Yeah.
But, man, was it good. It was way better than I really expected it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Way better. But that's Ryan Reynolds, man. He doesn't do crap. I mean,
anymore.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it. Yeah, that's a great way of saying it. But, like, he's so locked in on doing this character properly that, I mean, we could be overhyping Deadpool 2, but I don't think so.
I don't think we are.
Mm-hmm. It's like going into it, even if the, if one had been bad, I would have still loved him because he really fought for that movie for years.
Yes.
And
because he was appropriately cast as Deadpool the first time, right? Yeah. Because he is Deadpool.
Well, I mean, they modeled the entire character after him.
Right. And then the writers blew it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like...
That, well, that was that horrible Origins Wolverine movie that we don't like to talk about.
I mean...
Like, the first half of the movie...
It was okay.
He was fine because he could talk. Once they sewed his mouth shut, you're like, okay, wait, how is he the Merc with a mouth?
Yeah.
When he can't speak.
Yeah.
And he tried to say that, but they threatened him. Saying, like, you do it our way, we'll write you out of the movie. All right, we'll kick you off the movie and do somebody else. Because he said that you can't just sew up Deadpool's mouth.
Yeah, and you don't give him all those powers either that he had. Yeah.
No.
He doesn't have Cyclops' vision.
No.
Teleportation.
Yeah.
It went really weird there, and I'm glad I've never seen that movie ever again. I think that... For a character like Deadpool, you have to have somebody that's really, really passionate about that character, like Ryan Reynolds is, to make it a success. Because for, like, the Fantastic Four, that's what those folks are missing. They're missing some really driving, like, one or two really driving creative forces behind it who are like, we're going to do this the right way. And Ryan Reynolds is doing it and he's killing it. Like, I watched that trailer twice.
Aww.
It's the first trailer I've watched twice in a long time.
That's why I told you to quit doing that.
Well, but it was so good I had to do it. I gotta say, I was kind of on the fence about Josh Brolin as Cable until this trailer.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be great. I really do.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, I think he's going to be just fine. I don't have an issue. A lot of people have issue that he's, you know,
Thanos
and Cable. I don't have issue with that.
It's two separate
universes.
Houses. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And even if the Disney-Fox deal goes through...
They will never cross
it'll
paths.
It'll never cross over.
And he was in the best DC movie of all time. Jonah Hex.
Yeah, he was Jonah Hex.
I'm kidding. That was a horrible movie.
I was about to say, wait, was he in The Watchmen? I don't remember that.
One of the, like, the Losers. Y'all remember that one? That one was a good DC movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He wasn't in it.
He wasn't in it, but it was a good movie.
It was a good DC movie.
So I don't know, like, would I like to see Deadpool crossover? Maybe. There's just not a place for him, though.
No, there's not.
And I'm okay with that, and so are they. And I think that's why it works. I really do. So when does the movie come out?
May, like, 18th, I think.
Great. Well,
it was going to be 2 weeks after Infinity War, but Infinity War got moved up a week, so now I think it's 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks after Infinity War.
So we'll have come down off of our Infinity Gem high and can go watch Deadpool and be fine.
Yep.
That's pretty smart of them, actually.
Well, when Infinity War jumped up a week, like, everything moved. Like, 8 movies changed their release dates to get out of the way of Infinity War.
Yeah,
because
they had an indie movie coming out that week, and they said, like, no, we can't compete, so let's move it.
Who did?
David Tennant.
Oh.
It looks really good to a Bad Samaritan, and he plays, like, a serial killer or something.
But, like, on Fandango, Fandango's ticket selling website, Infinity War broke every sales record in the first 6 hours. That it went on sale. Like, it's... Because somebody today was telling about how Black Panther was, like, the biggest movie. And I was like, even for our company, Black Panther had the biggest opening weekend that our company's ever seen. And I was like, yeah, well, Infinity War's going to do better. And he was like, how do you figure? I was like, well, because...
Pre-sales.
The pre-sales are showing that it's doing better.
Yeah.
Like, it could do 235 opening weekend.
Easy, I think. Easy.
Like, that's one of those movies where, oh, we're going to make $2 billion.
Okay, so before we talk about the trailer, I've heard some interesting things about the movie this week. Silver Surfer's in this film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Silver Surfer makes an appearance.
Wait.
Yep. He
does.
The
Silver Surfer is the herald of Galactus. Like, not Thanos.
I know.
That's weird.
Yeah. They've gone through.
See, I didn't know that. You're telling me new information.
Well, it's not like he appears in the trailer or anything, but
on the cast list.
Yes. They've gotten a hand
on
the
cast. Is that who Dinklage is?
No,
Dinklage would be amazing.
What the heck was that?
It's a sprite.
Oh, great. We've got fairies in this world now. That I think is interesting. You know, because the Surfer had pretty big to do in the, you know, Infinity War. So, I don't know, like, I'm really kind of surprised at that. I really am. It also just sort of kind of leads you to go on and start realizing, okay, we've seen all these big shots of them all running in Wakanda and all these people, all these heroes together. We all know there's got to be a billion of them in this film. We obviously have no idea what we're about to get.
No. We have no clue.
No clue. I mean, Disney is really, really good, and Marvel especially, but Disney especially, they're really, really good at showing you bits and pieces in these trailers and then giving, without giving the movie away.
Yeah. Well, it's like Spider-Man Homecoming. One of the most iconic scenes in the trailer is not even in the
movie.
Not
even in the movie.
Like when they're Spidey swinging through New York and Iron Man's flying beside him.
Not even in the movie.
That was a trailer for the trailer shot scene. So who knows how many of those scenes that there are in Infinity War? They're like, this is for the trailer. It's not in the movie.
Yeah. And that's genius. It's freaking genius. Because they know what you want to see. You want to see the big ones. You want to see the conflict. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Do we buy Josh Brolin as Thanos?
Eh, sure, why not?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just like...
They just need to quit changing his appearance.
Yes, they do.
Every time they show him, he looks different.
Yeah.
Well, in the trailer, they gave him the helmet.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, when you say, hey, think about Thanos, what do you think of? Well, me, I personally think of Thanos and the Thanos copter. That's what I think of. You know? But, like, you think about, like, the comic-y, not a lot of detail, just the helmet and Thanos.
Yeah.
And, like, his helmet is very ornate and... I mean, that's fine, but his appearance, they do keep changing his appearance. It reminds me a lot of how, like, Nolan tweaked Bane a whole lot before the last Batman film, because the response to the trailer voice of Bane was like, what was that?
I couldn't understand anything he said.
Uh-uh. I mean, the backlash was so bad. It was like, what is he saying? What are you doing? And the fact that, like, Thanos still kind of looks like a big purple thumb is weird to me. I don't know. But, I mean...
Well, it could be an easy substitute for those... remember those old Thumb War TV shows where they would do, like, Star Wars with thumbs and Indiana
Jones?
Yeah. You just substitute that in so we can have... You know, Infinity Thumbs.
Like, I don't really know what I expected from it, but I don't think it was this. And every time we've seen Thanos, he's looked different.
He gets a lighter shade of purple.
He's had, like, cosmetic work done, I guess. Yeah. I don't really know. I know they want to explain it, but it's weird.
No, they're not going to explain it.
No, they don't have to. I don't know. I mean, I think Josh Brolin will be okay as Thanos, but I don't think it's even going to matter.
Have you guys seen this week, Joe Russo came out and said that the two characters get the most screen time?
No.
No.
He said it's going to be Thor and Thanos have the most screen time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm surprised, because you think with the Russos, you think they would give it the cab.
Well, that could mean a lot of things. Could mean a lot of things. Could mean the cat bites the dust early.
I don't think so. They came out today saying that the next Avengers is Chris Evans' last movie.
Right, yeah, it's all of them. Well, a lot of them. I say, like, Robert Downey Jr. is done after the next Avengers.
But they could appear in flashbacks. They could appear a lot of different ways.
Well, I'm just saying, like their contracts are up.
Right.
Now, like, I know that Robert Downey Jr. said that he would do, like, a film-by-film basis.
Yeah.
Especially to help out with Spider-Man, like the new Spider-Man.
He's become such a huge part of that, and just almost sort of by accident.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like, one line in Civil War totally made that whole franchise happen, you know?
Under the rules.
But, man, I think they need to let RDJ do it as long as he wants to. I really do. But I had read this week where they're already floating the ideas of a buddy movie with Bucky and Falcon.
That would be great.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'd see it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm assuming that one of them ends up being Captain America. They're not saying that.
Yeah, one of those two. And a lot of people, it's got to probably end up being Bucky. But, I mean, Falcon's been Cap before,
I think
too.
Falcon's more charismatic.
He is. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love it if Anthony Mackie got to be Captain America.
I think they may make Mackie Captain America.
Like, I would freaking love that.
Yeah.
Because I like Anthony Mackie. There are not enough Anthony Mackie movies out in the world.
No. He's been solid in that role and would be solid as Cap.
Yeah.
It makes a whole lot of sense. Because I think that I had read where, like, they have Bucky on.
The guy that plays Bucky, Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
Had the biggest contract with Marvel. It was him and then Samuel L. Jackson.
Jeez.
Like, and I think Sebastian Stan had a 9-film deal, maybe 10.
What?
Yeah. He signed on to the most, and he's done the least since signing on.
Oh, my God.
So he's got a lot of appearances to make.
They ought to be showing him up on freaking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That doesn't count as a movie.
Mm. But, I don't know. I mean, I would definitely watch that. I'm not so certain that the trailer tells us a whole lot, other than it's going to have a lot of great action.
We get flashbacks.
Oh, we're going to get a lot of flashbacks, I think. And I'm not, like, I do wonder how much of Thanos' story we're going to get.
I would hope we'd get a lot of it.
But I mean, like, we've already kind of seen Thanos in the MCU. So, he's already, like, given the whole, I'm going to go get the Avengers kind of, I don't know, like,
The only thing he's done in, like, the first, in the mid-credit sequence of the original Avengers, he turned his head and kind of scowled or whatever. And then at the end of Avengers 2, he said, I'll do it myself.
In Guardians, no, he's kind of ended up a bit more now.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about In Guardians.
The star line.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
But I do love that Ryan Reynolds stole his line from the end of Avengers 2 and put it in that the first trailer. They're talking about how the CG wasn't done. He goes, I'll do it myself.
That CG was bad then. I don't know how much money that movie is going to make. But it's going to end up being the highest grossing film of all time.
You think it's going to beat out, what, Avatar?
I think it could.
It's possible.
I think it's possible. Like, I think it legit has a shot to. Because this is the thing that, like, if you watch comic book films, this movie is the reason why you do them.
Yeah.
Why you watch them.
It's the culmination of 10 years of movie making.
I mean, Iron Man 1 came out in 2008. We are in 2018, and we're still going to watch these movies.
It's the movie you've wanted to watch since you were a kid and you started reading these comics. I mean, like, it's what we've all been waiting for. You know, and take Black Panther, for instance.
Which you still haven't seen?
I still haven't seen, but I know that it's exceptionally well written. I know it's a great character. And I know that it shows that Marvel's audience is still growing, which is insane. So if the audience is still growing, Infinity War is going to be outrageous.
Well, that's one thing I was telling my former boss today. Fred came down
to Fred
Tupelo and did a walkthrough with us, and I took him out to lunch. But he was talking about how, like, we might have maxed out with Black Panther. I said, dude, as anyone who's gone to the theater and seen any Marvel movie in the past 10 years is coming to the theater to see this one.
Yep. Yeah. Even if you didn't watch Thor 2, you're coming to see this. Like, there are a couple Marvel movies that I could sleep through if I did the 31-hour marathon.
Oh, my God, I want to do it so bad.
Me too. I mean, like, really bad. But, I mean, even if, like, you've missed a couple here or there, my God, you're not going to miss Infinity War. You're just not. I mean, I've not really been able to get to the theater to see some movies in a while, but I'm going to watch this one at least three times.
Yeah.
At least.
So we're going to track down an IMAX 3D screening of it.
Yep.
And then we're going to go watch it again somewhere else. You know, we'll see it a few times.
And if it is as good, nearly as good as I think that it will be, I'll watch it on VOD multiple times. Now, my only concern is that everybody and their mama is building this movie up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's the culmination of 10 years. Kevin Feige's like one of the big people that's been building that up.
So can it deliver?
He says it does.
Well, I tend to believe him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I tend to believe him.
He's never steered us wrong.
No.
You know, like, when he says, because they never really promote or push for 3D, but when he came out and was like, oh, Doctor Strange, you have to see it in 3D.
Yeah, you best watch this in 3D.
Like, and then you watch it. I've watched it in 3D and 2D. I was like, oh, he was right.
Yeah.
It is best suited for 3D.
I don't know.
The way I look at it is, we've had two or three Marvel movies now that had no right to be as good as they are. Ant-Man. And they nailed that movie.
Ant-Man was so good.
And they worked on that movie for a while.
Yeah, it had multiple directors, multiple writers.
Because I know that we talked about it on the podcast previously. We're like, oh, maybe the Marvel train's jumping ship because they got a problem with Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Well, Edgar Wright, what on earth he was doing with Ant-Man in the first place, I have no idea. But,
well, he writes great pop culture.
He does, but, like, that's, Ant-Man is different.
Yeah.
You know, it just is. It is different. I mean, not everybody's a Favreau, and definitely not everybody's the Russo brothers. But, you know, that movie was so successful because of Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
it's freaking
Paul Rudd.
Well,
and
Paul Rudd
went back and did some rewrites on the movie.
Thank
anyway.
God. And, you know, I think Ant-Man and Wasp will be pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
That new trailer looks... Well, the trailer...
The trailer.
Looks really good.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it'll be good. Paul Rudd's appearance in Civil War, I thought, was pretty great.
Yep.
He sticks that character so well. But... I don't know. Like, in the back of my mind, I still have the whole, well, what if they blow it?
I don't think they're going to blow it. I don't think we have to worry about them blowing Infinity War.
Yeah.
Like, I think we're going to be fine.
I think that the only backlash that they may have is wherever they decide to put the break in.
Well, it's not going to be a break.
Yeah, it's no longer Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. It hasn't been for quite some time. It's two completely individual stories.
Yeah.
Like, Infinity War and Infinity Whatever. Like, I think who was it? One of the girls leaked the name of the movie.
Secret War?
No, it's not Secret War. It's Infinity something else, too. Like, it's Infinity War and Infinity something.
Huh.
But they're going to be self-contained stories. Like, it's like
Avengers, the man's approach.
Avengers 4 will be a sequel to Avengers 3. It
gotcha.
Won't be a, like, one movie split into two parts. It
gotcha.
Will be a self, like, both will be self-contained stories, but sequel of the other.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have to worry about that. There will be no
okay, good.
Freaking dramatic, what was that?
I don't know, but I think it was a big, huge snake.
It's kind of what it looked like.
That was a big, freaking huge snake.
Yeah, but it's the middle of winter. I don't know why there'd be a snake out.
It's not winter, though. It's like the third day of spring.
It's 38 degrees.
Well, I kind of want to go back and see it, but I'm afraid that I'll pee if I do, so we'll just keep going. Okay, so that makes me feel a little bit better. I think that I remembered that it wasn't like that, but it's good to know that that's the case, that they'll stand alone. I do feel like there'll be a cliffhanger. I don't feel like they'll resolve everything.
No, I mean, you can't do that. It'll be like any other movie that you know that's going to have a sequel.
Yeah. What's the runtime?
It's going to be 2 hours and 30-something, 35, 36, 2 hours, 36 minutes, I think.
Okay.
It's the longest, I think.
It's the longest Marvel movie, like MCU movie.
Huh. They got a lot to do, though.
They do. Yeah. There's so much story they got to tell.
Yeah. Really quickly.
Because they'll want to get you into the action as soon as possible.
Yeah. And that is where the Russo brothers excel. If we're honest.
And you've got so many characters. I mean, who all is still locked up in that prison?
No, Cap got them all out.
You got them all out?
You got them all out.
Oh, okay. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've watched Civil War.
I mean, they're not the Secret Avengers, but that's what I've been calling them until we hear an official name.
Yeah.
Oh, I do wonder what you should call them.
Well, you can't call them the Revengers because that's Deadpool's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, it's not Deadpool. That's Thor's thing.
Yeah,
Thor. Yeah, from Ragnarok. He calls them the Revengers.
Stinking Thor. So I wonder why Thor has so much screen time in this.
Well, you haven't watched Ragnarok yet, have you?
I didn't get to finish it yet, no.
I gave you the code.
I know.
Watch it.
Okay.
But just watch
but
it.
But, like, why... I'm...
That, like, if you watch Ragnarok, you'll see why.
Okay.
Like, you just gotta watch Ragnarok. You'll see why he's gonna get all that screen time.
Okay, so Thanos does not go away in this film.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I mean, he's the main villain in the next two movies. I hope he's there.
Well... and see, this is the thing that worries me. This is what worries me that... They might let us down. They have had a considerable villain problem forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And so, you know, I get it. Like, you
the
know.
The Russo brothers have no.
Yeah, because the Russos
have never killed off a villain.
Yeah, like their movie. Well, they killed, like, didn't they kill off Robert Redford?
In the second
Captain America?
No, fucking no. The title character, Winter Soldier, he did not die.
No.
Zemo did not die in Civil War.
Yeah.
So, and all the movies that aren't a Thor movie, they have the only villains that survive.
That's true. Russos haven't killed off.
Abomination, but we're probably never going to get him back.
Yeah, we'll never see him again.
Ugh. I don't know. Marvel's had such a problem with villains. It does make me... It's a little bit of cause for concern.
Like, I really hope that they use the Soul Stone and bring back, like, Obadiah Stane and...
Red Skull.
Red Skull. God, I want Red Skull to come back.
I'm telling you, I bet we get Red Skull.
He had to go somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, he, like, went through a portal, right?
Yeah.
And we just never saw him again.
Yeah, like one of the biggest villains in the whole Marvelverse just gone.
And that wasn't a villain problem. That was just a writing problem.
That was a writing problem. Well, that was a, I don't think they knew what to do.
Yeah, they were like, they were still new at it. It was their fourth movie.
Well, and fifth movie. If you think about it, they wrote him into an out. Yeah. So that they could bring him back if they needed to.
You don't even have to get Hugo Weaving because there's so much prosthetics and stuff. I mean, it'd be great if you got Hugo Weaving back. Yeah. But
he said years ago he wouldn't want to do it again.
Why?
I don't know. He said he didn't like it, but maybe that was, he said that, so we'd be surprised.
It could be, it could seriously be all the prosthetics. I mean,
yeah. I don't blame him. That's prosthetics. Like, I mean,
they had to make his nose disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was good as
Red Skull. Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah, I loved him. I think that's a very underrated Marvel movie.
Oh, the first Avenger? Yeah. Oh, I freaking love that movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that there's so much that we're not even thinking about that could possibly be in this film that there will be a lot of moments that we're not even expecting, which is great. You kind of want that. You know, Marvel's had somewhat of a predictable formula, but I don't think that's going to be the case with Infinity War. I just don't. And I'm not so certain that he's going to get all the Infinity Stones in this one either.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
I was talking to somebody, and they said that that scene in the new trailer is at the very end where Cap's holding onto the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, it, not just that, but it was, they said what would be a fitting death, and they would be very happy, is if he said, I could do this all day, and then Thanos killed it. They're like, yeah. That, you know, it ended the way it came back, and they were like, I could live with that ending for Cap. And I was like, yeah, I guess that would be a good ending.
I don't know how the general comic book movie going...
They're going to hate it.
I think it's going to be
because
bad.
they've in a movie, they've never just killed off a character to get rid of them. Like, nope. In a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Like, they usually just replace them and go on.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this...
Yeah, Terrence Howard to...
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, it's
me. Well, I mean, Michael Keaton to Val Kilmer to George Clooney.
Right.
You know, all four of those movies were in the same universe because you had the exact same Alfred in every one of them.
Right.
Commissioner Gordon. So you know that they were in the same universe.
Just a different Batman. Just a
different Batman.
I've said that from the get-go, and I've been saying that for almost 6 years on this podcast. I just don't know how the movie-going audience who doesn't connect or follow the comics is going to deal with it just exactly the way that the comic audience, when Cap took his Hydra turn, was like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, like an absolute revolt. I think that there's going to be a lot of backlash if they kill Cap and it's kind of you don't know what's coming next.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not going to know. Foggy's got is an actual scroll with everything that's going on. Like, we know that there is Ant-Man and the Wasp. We know that there is an Avengers 4. And we know that they're currently filming Captain Marvel.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is based before Infinity War.
No.
Yeah, they came out and said that.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and so is Captain Marvel. Here's a thing that I
read. Captain Marvel's in the 90s.
Right. Here's the thing that I read. Captain Marvel's going to get trapped in... Is it the Time Stone? Or the... She's going to get trapped in something. Anyway, so when Thanos is going to look for the final Infinity Gem, it's going to release Captain Marvel. And that's how we're going to get Captain Marvel into the present. So her film is... Because we'll get it before we get the next Avengers. It will be, hey, look, this is what's about to happen. Boom. Now she's a part of... Now she's in into the present.
Is it the Soul Stone?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's it. So, like, that'll give us the Soul Stone and Captain Marvel in the present. Yeah, that's a hell of a theory, yeah. And it may be a good one. I don't know. We'll see. Brandon, you said you had a conspiracy.
I have a theory on Infinity War. before I start off, I really hope I'm wrong in this theory, but if I'm right, Marvel's got to hire me because this is huge if I am right. My theory is that Spider-Man is going to die in Infinity War.
Oh.
Here's how I can back that up. People don't expect it to be Spider-Man because we already have his sequel confirmed.
Yeah, but two of them.
Yeah, but we also know that Miles Morales is in the universe already. So, my thinking is that they're going to kill off Spider-Man so they get a huge death that no one will see coming. And they say, oh, we didn't lie to you because we're still going to do Spider-Man 2. It's just going to be Miles Morales.
Yeah, there's a big problem with that, though. Okay, as long as Sony is making the movies,
it's going to be
Peter Parker.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the original contract. It's this whole thing. Peter Parker has to be a white male, straight.
Yeah.
And it has to be Peter Parker.
It's got to not be Miles Morales, basically what it is.
Yeah, because they did not, they will not give Sony the Miles Morales character to do the movie.
Then how is he mentioned in Homecoming?
His uncle.
I mean, how could they get around that, that's the main part.
I mean, he's not there.
He's not Spider-Man.
He can't be Spider-Man. He can be there all he wants. But he can't be Spider-Man.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
I've been so excited about this theory.
I'm sorry.
Last week. That's fine.
Your theory is invalid.
Burst your bubble, new Logan.
No, I'm fine with it. I didn't want to be right because I love Tom Holland.
Holland is the Spider-Man we've always wanted. He just is. He's freaking great as Spider-Man.
He takes the best elements of both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man, a horrible Peter Parker.
Yes.
Tobey Maguire was a horrible Peter Parker.
A great Spider-Man.
Other way around. He was a great Peter Parker and a horrible Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield was such a great Spider-Man.
Yeah.
At least Peter Parker was such a hipster douchebag.
Yeah, like, he was too cool and too coordinated to be Spider-Man. Like,
he was skateboarding before he got
Peter Parker, yeah. Like, that's not Peter Parker at all.
Why was he? I never believed he was a loser.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah. And then the whole Jamie Foxx Electro thing happened. So talk about that.
The electric power straightened his teeth.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's mean.
Well, they should maybe give them to Tom Cruise and get rid of that center tooth.
They should maybe give them to Forrest Whitaker and fix his wonky eyeball.
Hey, never mind. You haven't watched Black Panther yet.
Apparently, it's corrected in Black Panther.
Yeah.
What kind of CGI wizardry did they pull off there?
They didn't. They used
super glue.
No, what is the I can't remember what is the
clear tape.
Shut up! I'm trying to think of the metal that they have.
Vibranium,
yeah. They use vibranium technology to fix his lazy eye.
Unbreakable.
For real? I gotta watch Black Panther. Now I wanna know! The trailer really took me by surprise at how good it was. I'm not gonna watch any more of it because I don't wanna know. I'm ready for this movie. I've been ready for this movie.
One more month.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to not find out anything else about this movie.
Well, I found out a whole bunch of stuff I didn't want to find out tonight. You guys just talking about stuff.
Like what?
Well, I didn't know about Silver Surfer. Ant-Man and the Wasp takes place before it. I thought it took place after it. Because they released the movies in chronological order.
Well, yeah, but there's time jumps.
Yeah, they haven't been doing that lately because now Guardians 2 is based, I think, 6 months after Guardians 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they quit doing the whole...
Yeah, but that's in a... Well, that's because it's in a cosmic universe. Like, that's their cosmic stuff.
Well, in Infinity War is a little timey-wimey.
You don't know. You ain't seen it.
Well, I mean, you have to assume because...
What do we say whenever you assume?
Yeah. I'm just saying, Thanos just poops in and boom, yep, oh, you know. I'm sure there'll be some, we get to see the history of how he got his feelings all butt hurt.
I'm mad.
It would be great if just all of a sudden in the middle of, in all of it before he sets out to get the Avengers is, I'm all alone, all by myself. Yeah. is.
I'm mad.
Yeah, he's mad. He's all alone on Titan. He's mad. Okay, so who do you think could possibly die then?
Cap?
Now that we've killed Brandon's great Spider-Man theory.
Cap. Like, Cap's gotta die.
Well, he's got to.
I think Cap is gonna be too obvious. I don't think they're gonna go for anything obvious.
I will be very upset if they kill Iron Man, because that means they're gonna do Iron Heart, and I really don't want Riri as my Iron Man.
I don't think they're gonna kill Tony Stark. I don't think they're gonna kill Iron Man, but I think that they'd kill War Machine.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think War Machine's probably toast. Because see, that's the question you gotta start asking yourself. Which of these secondary characters are gonna get the axe too?
That's true.
Because probably a whole lot of them.
Number one I'm thinking is Nebula, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. You
know, Thanos' daughter. No, she didn't really have a good connection to the Guardians. No one's really being heartbroken over.
So what do you think about the girl that has the Goop website, what's her name? She's Pepper. Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts?
Yeah.
Pepper could go.
Yeah.
Well, she posted a picture on, like, Instagram or something. Whatever her name is. I can't think of her name. Dan
Screaming. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Paltrow. I say Dan's screaming at me right now. But she had posted a picture of her wearing the, green leggings on set, like the tights, which is, you know, green screen stuff. And then it was immediately taken down.
Oh.
So the theory is that she is going to get back into the armor. Because, you know, in Iron Man 3, he put the armor on her to save her from the house exploding.
Uh-huh.
And so now there's a theory that she's going to get put back in the armor. And then in the comics, she has a run where she... I can't remember the name of the character. Brandon, you might be able to help me out with...
Way to go, Ding Dong.
New Logan, you might be able to help me out with this.
I'll help you.
What was Pepper Potts' character when she got her own iron suit?
In the comics?
Yeah, in the comics.
I don't know.
It's an iron something. I can't remember what
she
about.
She got, like, her thing was, like, she would help people who were getting their purse snatched and stuff like that. She just, like, was a street
low-level street.
Very low-level, just trying to help people out. I can't remember what it was.
Well, she's certainly not going to take on Thanos and win.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, there was a shot of her in the CG outfit, like what she would put on with wearing CG.
Yeah, she's wearing
and
the
then
armor.
It got immediately taken down. So.
Oh, I did read this week where Cumberbatch did the big no-no.
Oh, yeah.
He somehow got his hands on the full script and read it.
He's the only one who's read the whole script.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't let any of them read the full script. He somehow got his hands on it, and he knows everything.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what role Doctor Strange plays in this. I really am. I've really grown to like him in that character.
Oh, yeah.
He's really freaking good.
Strange,
man,
was a great movie. Really like it.
And he was a great choice for it. I mean, he really was. In the bit in the from the trailer about, oh, we're doing our made-up names now, I'm Spider-Man. That's pretty funny. I don't need to see a Doctor Strange Spider-Man buddy movie, though.
I don't know. I'd probably watch it.
I was thinking
after all these movies we know are going to happen, I think it'd be great if we just get a Marvel team-up movie.
Yeah?
It's just anybody.
Well, I mean, like, that's kind of what the Thor movie is. It's a Thor and Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, Ragnarok's a Thor and Hulk team up.
Oh, with their buddies.
And since Hulk can't do his own movie because they don't want to let Universal do it, like, he can appear in other movies. So there's, like, a trilogy of Hulk movies that are going to be other things. Like, he's going to team up with other people.
Like, he's not going to get Planet Hulk.
No. Well, we kind of got that.
He's going to get Planet Hulk in Ragnarok. But he's not going to get, like, you know.
It's not going to be the Hulk movie.
No.
It's going to be, you know, Ragnarok, or it's going to be, you know.
Black Widow.
Yeah, like he might get a.
Oh, yeah, he would definitely have a huge role in Black Widow. Which is great. I mean.
You mean Red Sparrow that came and went within 2 weeks?
Yeah, how'd that go?
It didn't go very well.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Was it good?
It's all right.
I think she's done.
Yeah. It was so long.
I think she's done.
2.5 hours long.
Good riddance.
And
I was never a fan.
it just, it drug in place.
Her and the Chris Pratt space movie was good.
I always wanted to see that.
Passengers. It was really good. I didn't see the twist coming, I can tell you that. It's like an immediate twist.
I was going to say, like, the twist at the very beginning of the movie? Because, yeah, that's not how they build the movie. The trailer, they build it completely different.
Yeah, it's...
And you're like, wait, what?
Wait,
yeah, what a dick!
Wait, that's what this is about? Oh, my God! Anyway, yeah, you should watch it. It's pretty good. But, yeah, so... I don't know. I mean, it's probably... We probably should have already had a Black Widow movie.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely don't need... Hawkeye could totally die. I'm fine with that.
Hawkeye's not even in it.
He's in it. I think.
He's not on the... Jeremy Renner is not listed on the poster with all the characters.
That's because he sucks.
He's been listed every other time.
Maybe.
And Hawkeye has... In the Avengers movies, Hawkeye has always been a big part of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the first one where he's not listed on the poster.
Now, maybe he just gets Thanos punched from the beginning.
It's confirmed he's in the fourth one, but it is not confirmed whether or not he's in the third one.
I'm telling you, we may get a whole lot of flashbacks in four after all these people is dead.
Yeah.
Who else secondary? Happy? Happy might go.
Oh, you can't kill off Happy.
I think you can.
He's Peter Parker's chauffeur now.
That's true. So we know Vision's gone.
Vision's definitely gone.
He's got to go. And I don't think anybody's going to be upset about that, because, I mean, he's got an Infinity Gem in his freaking head.
Yeah. Thanos is collecting those things. He's kind of a mark.
Yeah, a big one. I don't know. Like, there should be other secondary characters.
Do you think Scarlet Witch will go? I mean, we've already lost her brother.
Yeah, the twins. They should just all be gone now.
Yeah.
I'd hate to. I like her.
Yeah, but they... I'm not a fan of how they've portrayed her character. I think it's probably going to be really easy to get rid of her.
I might just be in love with her accent.
Oh, you like chicks from...
We'll see.
Sokovia.
Yeah, Sokovia. Yeah, I think... She's definitely expendable now that we've got Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
So...
we got to think about Wong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. He's in it. He's in the trailers again.
He is in the trailer.
Oh, no.
I hope not, but I can
see
I can see that happening, though. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
He had my favorite joke in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, which one was
it's
that?
Where he laughed at the end. He didn't laugh the whole movie at the end. Strange has his quip. And then just bust out laughing. I always like that part.
Man, it's such a good movie. I have a feeling that they'll just bring in some random heroes that you're, like, you kind of know, and we just see them just get slaughtered. I mean, like, you know, but it depends on how far Thanos gets in this film. Yeah. It really does. I mean, Loki could totally die.
That would be insane.
Yeah, that would be insane.
But it just depends on how far they get in this film. I don't know.
I think Thor could potentially die. I mean, he could die and Loki could live.
Yeah, it makes more sense for Thor to live and Loki die.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many more movies does Hemsworth have? Like, I don't know his number.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, since he's not doing the Dundee movie.
Yeah.
I was so excited for that movie.
I was hoping that was real.
Yeah.
We did an episode that never got released because I don't remember what it was. It was when we took Dan.
But we talked.
And we talked about that. Like, I was adamant it wasn't real, and Josh and Dan were. And I was like, "I look, guys, I would love nothing more in the world if this was a real movie, but it's not real."
Danny McBride, I love you, Danny McBride.
Yeah, whatever happened to that episode?
I think it's still in there. It's in the Soul Gym, Soul Stone. Well,
what do you guys think of the Danny McBride Halloween movie coming out this year?
Is it this year or is it next year?
I think it's this year. They're filming it right now. Because Jamie Lee Curtis, she sent photos on Instagram of her in character.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about it. I know that they are ignoring everything from...
Two on. Which is smart.
But he said that they will pay homage to every single one of them.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't either, but they said they're going to do it.
All right, so let's do jams. When it's... Hey, there's that little soul guitar. James, what's your jam?
Man, I'm so unprepared for this.
For jams?
For jams. I guess because we got new Logan. Yeah, there you go.
New Logan, what's your jam?
My new jam is Matt Ryan has been confirmed to be a series regular next season of DC's Heroes of Tomorrow.
Legend of Tomorrow.
Oh, Constantine.
Constantine.
And I'm so excited.
Legends can't quit him.
I love his version of Constantine.
Yeah, he is a good Constantine.
Yeah, so I'm excited. That's my jam.
Yeah. So what's your jam, Josh?
My jam is that I'm going to Arkansas to be Shrek this summer. That's my jam.
Yay!
I'm going to be Shrek. I'm probably just going to Arkansas and attempting to be Shrek. Sounded dumb.
Yeah.
Singing some songs. Being green.
You could be Scottish.
Well, I'm going to have to be if I'm going to be
so
Shrek.
So that means there'll be no Jug podcast all summer long, probably.
That's not true. I'm going to be over there just 3 days a week.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Yeah, I have rehearsal on Monday and Tuesday and Friday nights. So I'll go over there, lunch on Monday, stay overnight. After rehearsal on Tuesday night, I'll drive home, work on Wednesday and Thursday, go back over there about lunch on Friday for rehearsal, and then come back on Saturday and do it all over again next week.
You're going to be tired.
I'm going to be very tired, probably.
You're going to miss so many cool movies.
No, I'm making time for the movies. Because I won't have any other projects going on, I'll just be working on Trek. And if I'm not in Conway to do it, I won't be working on it. But my goal is to be off book by the time we have our first rehearsals.
Ah.
Our first rehearsal not till the second week of June, so I think it's doable. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's about it for this episode of the podcast.
288
is what this is. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those things Jughead's Incorporated. Let us know what you think about New Logan.
Hey, New Logan!
Old Logan, nobody cares what you think about New Logan. Is it going to be three bros driving every time? No, it's not. We'll actually get in and do a real podcast at some point. So that's coming up soon. So, yep, that's it.
Jughead's.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Of course, JusticeGeeks.com. So go and do all those things. All right. I don't even remember how to close a podcast anymore.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.